Hello, I'm John O'Donnell, and I'm a Microsoft Dynamics ISV Architect Evangelist, and today I'm in Lenexa, Kansas, with CRM Innovation, and here talking with Jerry and Chris. So Jerry, could you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jerry Weinstock. I'm the Business Development Manager, and I'm responsible for product management, the partner channel, and sales program.
And Chris?
I'm Christopher Nichols, and I am CRM Applications Developer.
So Jerry, could you tell us a bit about CRM Innovation, when the company was founded, and some of the work you guys are doing with CRM today?
Sure. CRM Innovation has been involved with the Microsoft Dynamics CRM product since the 1.2 release. We're a gold certified partner. We've done quite a few number of CRM implementations. And based upon our experience in those implementations, a little over a year ago, we started creating ISV add-in solutions for the CRM 4.0 product. They generally fall into either codeless solutions or functional enhancements to the product.
So the solutions that you're building out aren't just obviously for CRM on-premise. You're also building out solutions that will integrate the CRM online as well.
Absolutely. We have some of the traditional add-in solutions that only function with the on-premise or partner solution, partner-hosted solution.
Okay.
But we also have some hosted applications that work with all three platforms, including CRM Online, and that's Web to CRM, which is our latest release.
Right. And suddenly we met at the last Convergence down in New Orleans. I mean, can you give us a bit of an overview of what the experience was like?
Well, New Orleans was a great venue. It was, there was a little apprehension about the attendance given the economy and everything, but I was pleasantly surprised. There was a lot of engaging, interesting people that we met down there, and there was great turnout from the CRM team, and that's certainly one of the pluses of Convergence, is to get to meet face-to-face with the CRM product and marketing managers and developers and have first-hand conversations with them and pretty much get immediate answers to questions that we had.
So certainly, what is driving the decision to build products? Is it just your experience dealing with particular customers, or just brainstorming sessions?
Well, we've done, of course, some market research on what companies have done and what are the missing links. But it's also, as you mentioned, John, it's based upon our experience working with CRM customers over the last 5 years in terms of what their particular needs are and their pain points. And one of the key pain points is that they've had is why is this so difficult to do that it requires a programmer, a .NET programmer, to get involved to do this? We ought to be able to do this ourselves. So we've been orientating our solutions that focus on that and also help user adoption. And that's one of the other key points is to increase the user adoption of the CRM system and just make it easier and to use and more beneficial to the user on a day-in, day-out basis.
Right. And I know that you're obviously selling into the local markets here in Kansas and surrounding states, but obviously you are marketing out to the United States.
Absolutely. We've got clients in Europe. We've sold into the Netherlands, France, Spain, Italy, and, of course, throughout the United States and Canada.
Okay. So Chris, I mean, over to you. I mean, some of the things that you've been showing me and Jerry's been showing me over the last 12 months is compelling because you guys are very much embracing Silverlight technologies.
Yeah.
And bringing them into Dynamics CRM. Can you tell us a bit more about the experience? And I guess, first of all, what is your development background?
Well, development background actually just started out with Jerry
six,
8 months ago, something like that. And Silverlight was a big point for me as far as coming in here because he said right off the bat, we want Silverlight, we want CRM to be, fun and interesting and really visually compelling. And
okay.
Silverlight seemed to hit on all those points.
Right.
So, I mean, without a doubt, it was a great opportunity, and Silverlight is a lot of fun to develop for. And it really helps out with CRM as far as, drag and drop functionality and everything like that. It's really cool.
So do you find yourself moving, further and further away from traditional ASP.NET development and focusing more in on Silverlight to give that better user experience for the end users?
Yeah, actually, it seems that way. I mean, I think that's where we want to go, or as far as we want to stay in the Silverlight realm. ASP, is a lot of fun and interesting, but I think Silverlight is definitely the future. And, it'd be great to see a lot more of it in CRM, and the actual application would be really cool.
Jerry, back to you. What about the partner channel? Are you Are you do you actually sell through partners or sell directly? Or
well, we get like a lot of ISVs, we do get some inquiries directly from end users, but we always kind of want to direct them back to their partner. So that's one of the first things that we ask: who's your partner, and alert them, because we have a partner-friendly channel, and partners are best equipped to help provide support for the implementation, and they know the client and they know whether it's going to work. And quite frankly, it makes it easier for us in the beginning because they'll help pre-qualify the process and let us know, is there a good match and does this make sense? And you know, the reality is also is we get most of our inquiries from partners directly, and only a few come in from end users. Most end users do go back to their partners.
Okay. Well, maybe before we get to the demonstrations, I mean, maybe you could just give me a brief overview of each of your applications.
Well, two of the traditional add-in solutions work on on-premise or partner-hosted. One is Auto Number, which allows you to create an auto number for any attribute in any entity, customizable or custom entity in CRM. So it vastly expands the built-in auto numbering system in CRM. And then it builds some additional features, as we have a backfill utility, so that if you need to build in auto numbering after you've already have existing records, it can automatically go back and apply auto numbers to existing records, along with the capability of having controlling the type of auto number with a prefix, suffix, fixed field length, things of that nature, increment, decrement. The other product that we have in the traditional area is Inline Help, which allows you, user within CRM, to create customizable tooltips that are displayed on any CRM form when the user mouses over the display label or the control. And these tooltips are created within CRM, and they're assigned to users via the team function. So you can have a tooltip for the sales team or a tooltip for the same entity record for the marketing or the back office team that may be using CRM. And then once users need to take the ready to take the training wheels off, you can remove them from the team.
Right.
But the real value with this, besides the customizable tooltips that provide guided information on the to the user on what to enter into the field and further explain the field value to them, it really is designed to improve user adoption and decrease the cost of documentation. Because after you create the tooltips, you can export them via Excel and then paste them into a document, a Word document, with a screenshot of the form, and you've got your documentation built in, ready to go in one fell swoop. So those are the two traditional products. Our other product that's out is a hosted application software plus services. It's called Web to CRM and allows a non-technical user to create a form for their website that can push data directly into CRM in less than 10 minutes without any code required.
And of course, this is the
SilverLight application.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, why don't we pause the video here, and then we'll actually show some demonstrations of the product. And thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Welcome to a demonstration of creating a form for your website using Web to CRM. Web to CRM allows Microsoft Dynamics CRM 4.0 customers to integrate form submission from their website into data records in their CRM system. Using our hosted service, a CRM user can design a web form that is based on any entity in their CRM system, then link or embed the form into their company website to permit visitors to easily submit information that will go directly into the CRM database. We're going to demonstrate just that in a minute. Web to CRM requires no programming by the CRM user to design the form. Integrating the form into the company website requires only the basic level of web page design knowledge. We're also going to demonstrate using Macromedia Dreamweaver to create the form page. Web to CRM is offered as a software plus services solution, where CRM Innovation hosts all the technology necessary to create, present, and process the form data. This solution works with all implementation scenarios of CRM 4.0, on-premise, partner-hosted, and CRM online. Any CRM user can be granted the rights to create and manage a form. Users with System Customizer or CRM Administrator security roles already have all the necessary privileges. Users with lesser privileges can also use the system. We have a document on the CRM Innovation website that explains the minimum privileges required. I'm now going to proceed to log in. So I've successfully logged in using an account that I've already created for the CRM Innovation Web to CRM solution. I'm now going to select a login for my CRM Online website and sign in, and we're retrieving entities. What we're doing now is retrieving a list of all the entities that we can possibly create a web form for our website. So it's done retrieving all the entities, and I can look at my pick list here, and I'm going to select lead, and I'm going to create a new form. You can see here that we already have some forms created and stored. Create form. Now it's retrieving the attributes specific to the lead entity form, and it's going to return me to a new screen, which is the web form designer screen. On the left-hand side, you see that we have created a lookalike of your CRM form. In this case, it is the lead form. In the middle area, we have the form designer, and it has preloaded the form designer area with the three required fields that are on my CRM form. On the right-hand side, you see that we have some administration control settings that we can use to configure the form. So I've got topic, last name, and company name by default. I want to bring over first name. I just click on the form and drag it over. I also want to get somebody's email address. I bring that over, and I have the basics of my form. What I want to have also happen is I want to have the user on the our website validate their email address that they typed it in correctly. So I highlight the email field. I come down over here to the lower right-hand corner, and I click Validate Control. It automatically creates a second field. What I want to do now is take the email field and make it so that the person enters that before they type in their company name. And I just drag and drop that. I want to take company name, and I want to change the form heading for that. Your company, and I can change that, and I'm going to create a name for my form, which is now right there. At this point in time, I think I have everything I need for my form. I'm going to save it. I'm going to give it a name, inquiry 1 is the name of the form. It can be whatever you want. And I'm going to do a quick preview of it. Here's my form right here. It comes with some styling. I like the styling that I've already selected, so I'm going to go with it. You can change the styling over here. We have three built-in styles, or you can use your own form styling from your company webpage environment. What I'm doing now is clicking on Carry Code, and it's going to give me the code that I need to insert into my web form designer. So I click in that area, I select all, I click copy. I can now close this window. I can switch to Dreamweaver, and I've got this page here in Dreamweaver that I want. And this is a page where I want my form to go. So I highlight the text here where my form script needs to go. I just paste it in, click refresh. And here in Dreamweaver, it gives me a nice preview of what my form is going to look like. In your website designer, it may look different. I'm going to save that page. I now upload it to my website. This is the original page I had. We will refresh it, and there's my form. As I said, if you want to use your own website styling, you're welcome to do that. You select just your own custom style sheet. At this point in time, I can fill in the form, me the white paper. Type in the anti-spam code. Click submit. It says thank you, successfully submitted. I now switch over to my CRM Online website. Refresh that. And there's the record. It creates it near instantaneously. I open up the record, and here's the data that I submitted. That's all it takes to create a form for your website using our tool. Just to reiterate, there was no programming required, no technical knowledge of the CRM schema or any other code creation required for your CRM server, and we just pasted the standard form HTML into the website designer. Thank you very much, and we hope you enjoy our product. So now we're going to create the first tooltip for a system here. Go to Tooltip Settings, which is available to the administrator in the CRM interface. Inside of the VPC, this screen can be a little slow to load, so we stop the video. Here's a list of all the entities that we can create tooltips for. We're going to identify opportunity, account, contact, and we're going to click save. And save will publish the tooltip inline help configuration file so that we can access them through the custom tooltip entity. When it's completed, it will give us a notification up here that it has successfully published. So we successfully published tooltip functionality for these three entities. We'll go create our first tooltip. Click New, just like we do for any entity record within CRM. And we're going to create a couple different styles of tooltips here, and then I'll show you how they work on the form. We're going to grab the opportunity entity. We're going to create a tooltip for estimated close date. We will enable this. And as soon as we move away from that, it reminds us that we need to add a team to this tooltip so it becomes visible for users in the CRM system. And of course, only those users that are on the team associated with this tooltip. Click OK, and we'll type in some information. Typed in a tooltip message. It's going to be a standard format, and we will bind this to the label. Hit save. It will save the record, and then we'll add a team to this tooltip. It's possible to have more than one team associated with a tooltip message for a attribute entity combination. So you could have one message for salespeople and another message for marketing, or one message for sales and marketing and a different message for people that are in accounting system administrators that have access to the CRM system. It's also possible that you can enable all your users in the very beginning with the inline help tooltip messages, and then remove people as they become experienced and they don't need the tooltip reminders anymore. There are no teams set up. We'll create our first team. We'll just call this tooltips. Save. Add members. At this time, we'll just add all the CRM users that are in the VPC image. Click OK. Save and close. Go back to information. And now we're ready to go to the preview window, and we can preview our inline help tooltip using all the different formats of attribute fields
that are available to us in CRM. Click Save and New. And now I'll create a tooltip that will fire off the control. We've added a tip called "This is a business that will pay for the product." That defines who the potential customer is. We once again click Save. The record's been saved. I'm going to add a team. I'm going to make this available to everybody that's on my tooltip team. And I'm going to make this fire off the control. And I'm going to keep it as a standard look and feel, but it will fire off the control. Hit Save and New. Create another tooltip. This time it's going to be probability. This is the percentage that you expect you'll to close using our standard scale. Control, it's going to be a stylized, and I'm going to make it green and give it a font size of 10. After it's saved, I'm just going to go back, double check that I added a team to it. I didn't, so I need to add my team. Click OK. Go back to my information. I can do a preview if I want at this point in time. There I've got my green stylized inline help tooltip that's firing off the control. Nothing fires off the label except the standard default CRM tip. We've got our custom tip right there. I'm going to do one more, save and new. This time I'll do opportunity. And we will select topic. It's going to be stylized. Enter the deal description in 5 words or less. Then I'm going to put a link for suggestions. See this reference document. So what we're going to do is provide a link . We don't have a reference document handy, but we're just going to link to the CRM Innovation website. So I can preview it here. I've got it right there. Now this is kind of a long tip. What I'm going to do is do a little formatting here. There's two ways I can do that. One is I can set the height and width, or I could come in here and hit carriage return and do preview and it would do it that way, or I could come back and come over here and do the width and make it just 250 and do the preview and see it. That looks a little bit better. I like that. So come over here, hit save. We've saved it. Let me enable it. Add a team. Click OK. Go back. It looks all set, ready to go. Hit save and close. Now I'm going to go new record. Opportunity. Just to review real quickly, we've got customizable tooltips for 4 attributes on this form: close date, potential customer, probability, and topic. So there's topic right there. Now I can click more information, and up pops in a new window my CRM Innovation website, or it could be a PDF document, anything else we want as reference. CRM Online, 5 seats. Potential customer, this is a business unit that will pay for the product. Pick the Blue Yonder Airlines. Estimated close date. This is a date that we'll receive a purchase order, so you can decide whether it's going to fire off the control or the label. This is a matter of personal preference. So we expect to get the PO on the 30th. What's the probability? This is a percentage that you expect the deal to close using our standard scale, and we've got it at 50% right now. I hit save and close. That completes the demonstration of creating 4 different types of customizable inline help tooltip messages, and it was done in less than 10 minutes. Thank you very much.